Dad, it's Alyssa here. And I was just thinking about how I can't help but chuckle when I talk to a femboy caller of mine who's been absent for quite a while. I ask them, "Where have you been? I've missed playing with you." And the truth is, I do miss them with all of my heart. Of course, they immediately feel guilty in a rush to explain their wayward behavior. They will tell me they've thrown away all of their panties, toys, and fun stuff and refrain from calling me in a fruitless attempt to ignore their feminine side. They have committed the sissy purge. It is not just the clothes, makeup, panties, or toys that make you a girl. That comes from within. It's a part of yourself that, as much as you try to deny or repress it, it will always be there. You can't just wake up one day and decide that you're going to pretend to be a man. Pretending to be a man doesn't make it so. What happens when you hold your breath? Eventually, your reflexes take over and you gasp for air. That's why when you finally let the girl in you out, you are a hungry sissy slut. She doesn't like being hidden, denied, or ignored her true nature, and she's going to make up for lost time. So stop fighting your sissy transformation. It's going to happen. You are meant to be a girl. You need to be a girl as much as you need to breathe. Usually, the sissy purge comes from feeling overwhelmed and out of control. Well, you can help avoid this by taking things slow, one step at a time. I recommend that you commit yourself to doing one new girly task a week. Focus on adjusting to this new addition and adding it to your routine, allowing yourself to become comfortable with it. Also, communicating regularly with your mistress for guidance and encouragement. Remember, you will always need the guidance of your mistress. Would you like some more helpful hints on how to avoid the sissy purge? Well, give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit me at PrickTeaseprincess.com.